speak to you in the name of God. Amen. Amen. Some things we are afraid to see. Other things we don't want to see. In the wind and the willows, otter has lost his son. So rat and mole go looking for the baby otter. They row their boat through the night until just before dawn. They hear incredibly beautiful music. Drawn through the trees by the music, they come face to face with the deity who is clearly the great god Pan. And at his feet, lying peacefully asleep, is baby otter. Rat, he found breath to whisper, shaking, "Are you afraid?" "Afraid?" murmured the rat, his eyes shining with unutterable love. "Afraid of him? Oh, never, never." And yet, O mole, I am afraid. Some things we are afraid to see. In The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, on first hearing about after the children have all gotten into Narnia, and they met Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, on first hearing about Aslan, Lucy asked Mr. Beaver whether Aslan is safe. "Of course he isn't safe," Mr. Beaver replied. "But he's good. He's the king, I tell you." Some things are fearsome to see. God said, "I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there's a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and when my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." There are some things we are afraid to see. Holiness and glory cannot be approached without some fear and apprehension. When I was a student at Yale Divinity School, Dr. Robert Johnson began his lectures on Christology, the theology about the meaning of Jesus, with this sentence: "There is no unmediated knowledge of God. There is no unmediated knowledge of God." It caused much buzzing and shushing and sighing in the class. But it was another way of saying that there are some things we are afraid to see, or should be afraid to see. What happens when we are enveloped by a total eclipse? Ever been in a total eclipse, anybody? Or close to a total eclipse? We are told never to look directly at the sun, right? The brilliance and power of the sun's light will sear our retinas. There are some things we are afraid to see. At the end of his long pilgrimage through the inferno, purgatory, and paradise, Dante found himself in the presence of divine love, beyond words, the love that moved the sun and the other stars. He was not frightened, but only because he was enveloped by love. There are some things we are afraid to see. Moses was God's great friend. The Lord used to speak to him face to face, says the verses before the ones we heard this morning, as one speaks to a friend. But when Moses asked for glory, God hid him in the cleft of a rock to spare him, to leave him whole, to let him be blessed by the immensity and the mystery of God. If we are not afraid to see the face of God directly, perhaps we should be. Recently in the news, it was reported that scientists have captured images of a star the size of our sun being eaten by a nearby black hole. They called it the spaghettization of the star. The star was being pulled into the black hole one strand at a time. This was occurring hundreds of light years away from us, but it was the closest and clearest image they've ever captured. Would you not be somehow afraid to see the face of the power that created such immensities? But today is the end of the 2020 Interfaith Children's Sabbath weekend. And as mystifying as it is to encounter holiness unfiltered, this weekend makes clear once again that there are some things we do not want to see. In our country of unprecedented prosperity, even in the shadow of the terrible COVID-19 pandemic, we do not want to see that some children are hungry. We know from our partnership with Temple Terrace Elementary School that even without the stress of this pandemic, in normal times, too many children are given backpacks of food to take with them home on Friday. Without these backpacks, they would not have food to eat on the weekend. We do not want to see that too many children have ineffective medical care. We have tried with government programs for health insurance for children, but too many do not receive the regular loving attention of parents and pediatricians to help them grow strong and healthy. We do not want to see the poverty that still scars our country. Poverty. In 2018, 2 years ago, in Florida alone, there were 819,256 children who lived in poverty. One in five children in our state. I do not see them in my neighborhood, I admit, but they are there. Of that total in 2018, 339,849 children lived in extreme poverty. One in 12 children in our state. Maybe we do not see them. Maybe we cannot see them. Maybe we don't want to see them. Maybe it is as threatening as seeing God face to face. This National Interfaith Children's Sabbath Weekend is sponsored, as it is every year, by the Children's Defense Fund, founded by Dr. Marion Wright Edelman. In her letter presenting this year's weekend, Dr. Edelman acknowledges that the 2020 Children's Sabbath is more difficult than normal because we are still maintaining social distance even while we strive for social and spiritual connections. Our distance communities makes it even more difficult to work for justice for children in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. Entrenched poverty made worse by mass job losses and unemployment, which causes housing to be lost, mental health problems to surge, education to be strained, and more. Some things we are afraid to see, other things we do not want to see. Jesus confronted the religious and state leaders of Jerusalem with their myopia when they sought to trap him. Is it lawful to pay taxes? They asked. Now the tax in question was a head tax or a census tax. All taxes are despised, right? Nobody likes taxes. Some are dangerous and dehumanizing. Think of the poll taxes, used for generations to prevent African Americans from voting in the American South, right here in Florida. Think of the perennial battles over property taxes, which mostly fund education. Everybody hates taxes. But the leaders of Jerusalem thought they had trapped Jesus because they figured that any way he answered would render him either unpatriotic or impious. So he said, give me a coin. Whose image appears on the coin? Caesar's, they said. Then give back to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and give to God that which is God's. And they went away, frustrated. Some things we are afraid to see. Other things we don't want to see. Where is the Isaiah for our time, thundering out the things we do not want to see? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house. Where is Isaiah? Where is the Micah who will distill all of our objections, sharpen all of our hopes, and call us to see the holiness of those around us? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God? Where is the Micah for our time? Where is the Amos who came in from the fields into the great city with the word of God on his lips? I hate, I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. We may need to hide in the cleft of the rock when God's glory blazes by. That might be prudent. Even a glimpse of God's glory may be enough to unnerve us and to change our lives. But we dare not hide in the cleft of the rock when the children pass by. That would be cowardice and fear leading us. Today, on this National Children's Sabbath, on a weekend observed in mosques, synagogues, and churches around the country, let us resolve to vote for leaders who will see the children. Let us come together to lift up the children entrusted to our care. Let us see and see and see, even see what we do not want to see. Let us strive, in the words of Dr. Marion Wright Edelman, to fashion a world that will hold all the people, to work with courage, so that the world of justice and peace that God intends will be born.